Skywarn active.
This is AP4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 8:08 p.m., National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a tornado warning for northeastern Wilson and Edgecombe counties effective until 8:45 p.m. Once again, the National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a tornado warning for northeastern Wilson and Edgecombe counties effective until 8:45 p.m. this evening. At 8:07 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado. This dangerous storm was located 9 miles south of Tarboro, moving northwest at 30 miles per hour. Additional storms approaching the area may also produce brief tornadoes. Locations impacted include Rocky Mount, Tarboro, Wilson, Elm City, Princeville, Sharpsburg, Pine Tops, Macclesfield, Kennedy, Leggett, Wilbanks, Kingsboro, and New Hope. Take cover now, move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building and avoid windows. If in a mobile home or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Skywarn is in the active mode. Active mode means this is a directed net and all traffic should be directed to net control. Remember, a warning means severe weather is imminent or occurring based on radar and or ground reports. The National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather. This includes hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within hour's time or less than the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. Damage caused by high winds such as down limbs of trees and their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn will monitor this frequency for reports of severe weather. Please stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or your local media for further information and updates. We are operating on the WB4TQD 146.80 repeater. Should this repeater go offline, our first backup is the K4ITL 147.135 repeater with a tone of 82.5 Hz. This repeater is located in Chapel Hill. Our second backup is the Carolina 440 UHF link system. These frequencies can be found at www.carolina440.net. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn standing by for spotter reports of severe weather that meets criteria.
November 8 Charlie, Julia Bravo, NHTJB.
Station calling, are you trying to reach Skywarn?
Affirmative, November 8 Charlie, Juliet Bravo.
Go ahead, November 8 Charlie, Juliet Bravo.
Can you size the status of for Johnson County, please? Getting conflicting reports from various news sources, so on.
There's no active warnings for Johnston County at this time.
Yes, sir. ATJP clear.
This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn. Skywarn, as a reminder, the National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a tornado warning for northeastern Wilson and Edgecombe counties effective until 8:45 p.m. this evening. At 8:07 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado. This dangerous storm was located 9 miles south of Tarboro, moving northwest at 30 miles per hour. Additional storms approaching the area may also produce brief tornadoes. This is AB4SL with Central Carolina Skywarn standing by for spotter reports of severe weather meets criteria.
AB4SL, ABC4BA.
NC4VA, AB4SL.
Scott, am I copyable?
Yes, you are right at the moment.
Okay. Thank you very much for serving as net control. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it, and I'm ready for duty.
Okay, sounds good to me. We do have the tornado warning until 8:45. This is AB4SL, turning net control responsibilities for Central Carolina Skywarn over to NC4VA.
Thank you, Scott. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. Scott said we have a tornado warning for northeastern Wilson and Edgecombe County until 8:45 p.m. Skywarn is in active mode, meaning this is a directed net and all traffic should be directed to net control. We encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio and local media for further information and updates. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 8:08 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a tornado warning for northeastern Wilson and Edgecombe counties until 8:45 p.m. At 8:07 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado. This dangerous storm is located 9 miles south of Tarboro and moving northwest at 30 miles per hour. Additional storms approaching the area may also produce brief tornadoes. Locations impacted include Rocky Mount, Tarboro, Wilson, Elm City, Princeville, Sharpsburg, Pine Tops, Macclesfield, Kaneda, Leggett, Wilbanks, Kingsboro, and New Hope. Skywarn is monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. Will be in active mode, meaning this is a directed net, and all traffic should be directed to net control. We encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. Is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 8:41 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following update. A tornado warning remains in effect until 8:45 p.m. for Edgecombe and northeastern Wilson counties. At 8:39 p.m., a large and extremely dangerous tornado was located over Elm City, moving west at 20 miles per hour. This is a particularly dangerous situation. A funnel cloud has been sighted with this storm. The hazard is a damaging tornado. The source radar indicated rotation impact. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. Damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles will occur. Flying debris will be deadly to people and animals. Tree damage is likely. Locations impacted include Rocky Mount, Tarboro, Wilson, Elm City, and Princeville. To repeat, a large, extremely dangerous, and potentially deadly tornado is developing. To protect your life, take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If in a mobile home, a vehicle, or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. A tornado warning has been issued for southeastern Nash County, northern Wilson County, and west central Edgecombe County until 9:15 p.m. At 8:40 p.m., local law enforcement reported a funnel cloud east of Elm City and on the Edgecombe-Wilson County line, or 9 miles south of Rocky Mount. Doppler radar indicated a tornado moving west at 20 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Rocky Mount, Nashville, Wilson, Elm City, Sharpsburg, Sims, Tar River Reservoir, Kingsboro, and New Hope. To repeat, a funnel cloud has been seen by local law enforcement and a tornado is possible. Take cover now, move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If in a mobile home or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Skywarn is monitoring this frequency for reports were in active mode, meaning this is a directed net and all traffic should be directed to net control. Encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio and local media for further information and updates. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. Okay, I'm going to do my best to pull you out of the noise. I think it was KK4ED, maybe T or R. It may have been an R. If you can up your power, I'll do it. But go ahead, and I'm going to try my best to pull you out. Go ahead.
KK4BVR.
Okay, Wade, got you that time. KK4BVR, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to be in net control for the 9 o'clock net. Would you all be in net? Do you want me to go ahead and plan and move that to the 135, which I believe is our first backup?
I'm not sure what your backup is for PCRN. Yes, we have a tornado warning out for southeastern Nash, northern Wilson, and west central Edgecombe until 9:15 p.m. So at this point, yes, I would. That would be great if you can move to whatever your backup repeater is. Thank you. NC4VA. Sounds like there's a station calling, and I'm sorry, you're just so far down in the noise that it's hard to pull you out. If you can up your power, give that a try. If you're a spotter with a report, if you can either use your spotter number, maybe to call the NWS, or you can go to the Facebook page, Central Carolina Skywarn Facebook page. We can take your report there. If you can up your power, please try it again, and I'll try to get your report over. EVR, got you that time. Go ahead.
Virginia, my name is Will. Spotter number JHN200. Reporting over an inch of rain in about 45 minutes, and it's continuing currently.
Okay, I've got 1 inch of rain, and do you have the times of measurement?
Minutes prior to now, and still continuing currently.
Okay, I've got it. 45 minutes from right now, and can you give me either an address or street in Crow Street?
All right, the closest Crow Street is going to be NC 96 Highway and Little River Drive in Johnson County.
Okay, I've got, I missed some of that. I've got Little River Drive in Johnston County, and was that Highway 96?
Roger, Highway 96.
Okay, got it. Thank you very much. Great report. NC4VA.
KK4EVR.
PCTN
traffic net in 2 minutes.
Tornado warning for southeastern Halifax County and northeastern Edgecombe County until 9:30 p.m. At 8:57 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado. This dangerous storm was located 9 miles southwest of Lewiston Woodville, or 16 miles east of Carborough, moving northwest at 20 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Scotland Neck and Hobgood. Take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If in a mobile home or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Again, that's a tornado warning for southeastern Halifax County and northeastern Edgecombe County until 9:30 p.m. We also have a tornado warning in effect for southeastern Nash, northern Wilson, and west central Edgecombe County until 9:15 p.m. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports. Spotter reports should include the following criteria. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less of the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, frontal clouds, or tornadoes. And any damage caused by high winds. This includes downed limbs of trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn is monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. We're in active mode, meaning this is a directed net, and all traffic should be directed to net control. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing.
PCTN Traffic Net.
KK4BDR, if you have your backup frequency, you're certainly welcome to announce it. Over.
NC4VA, W4TTO.
Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, Virginia, Skywarn is active. Is there any way we can run concurrently or no?
Okay, Joe, you've lost you a little bit in there, not holding the repeater, but at the present time, we have two tornado warnings out, one for Edgecombe and Halifax County, another for Edgecombe, Nash, and Wilson County. So at this time, because they're tornado warnings, I would ask, with your consent, if you could use your backup frequency. Over.
Well, the backup frequency is down. The 147.105 is down.
Okay, Joe, you weren't able to hold the repeater. Try it again.
Virginia, he's trying to say that the repeater is down, the backup repeater is down, and to RTF.
Thank you, Vinny. Joe, we've got two tornado warnings out. Would you... At this point, I would hate to ask for traffic to be passed with tornado warnings out. I'll be honest, they have labeled these storms as dangerous. In fact, I'm getting ready to read another one, and the storm is classified as dangerous. Would you like to do it at the expiration of the warning?
W4TTO, I'm at 100 watts now, Virginia. Can you copy me?
Most of what you're saying, yeah, the repeater is just pretty bad.
KK4BDR.
Well, let's, why don't we just stand by till 9:15 and see what happens. Is that okay?
That works. Got you that time. NC4VA.
W4TTO. Stand by, Wade.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. A tornado warning remains in effect until 9:15 p.m. for southeastern Nash and northwestern Wilson counties. At 8:56 p.m., Doppler radar and law enforcement officials reported a severe thunderstorm possibly producing a tornado. A tornado may develop at any time. This dangerous storm was located between Elm City and Sharpsburg, or 8 miles southwest of Rocky Mount, moving west at 20 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Nashville, Wilson, Elm City, Sharpsburg, and Sims. Take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If in a mobile home or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. We have an update. Let's see. The tornado warning for west central Edgecombe County is canceled. The tornadic thunderstorm which prompted that warning has moved out of the warning area. Therefore, the warning has been canceled. Again, the tornado warning, though, remains in effect until 9:15 p.m. for southeastern Nash and northwestern Wilson County. Uh, NC4VA. One other announcement, the National Weather Service also has a tornado warning in effect for southeastern Halifax County and northeastern Edgecombe County until 9:30 p.m. At 8:57 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado. This dangerous storm is located 9 miles southwest of Lewiston, Woodville, or 16 miles east of Tarboro, and moving northwest at 20 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Scotland Neck and Hopgood. This is a directed net, and all traffic should be directed to net control. We encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn.
NC4VA, NHCJB.
N8, I believe that was CJB. I'm not sure of the call sign. Give it to me phonetically and go ahead.
November 8, Charlie Juliet Bravo.
Okay, November, what was it? Something Charlie Juliet Bravo.
November 8, Charlie Juliet Bravo.
Got it, go ahead.
Okay, if it's possible, if it dies down just for a minute, I need information, reference a spotter number. If you can give me a phone call at my residence, please.
I'm unable to do so right now during an activation with two tornado warnings. I would be out happy to call you later on tomorrow about your spotter number. I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you my email address, and if you'll email me your information, I'll be happy to respond back to you. It's NC4VA, that's November Charlie 4, Victor Alpha, NC4VA, at nc.rr.com. QSL?
Yeah, so affirmative, I did that about 2 weeks ago and have not received a response.
Send it to me again. I'm sorry if you didn't receive a response.
NC4VA at nc.rr.com.
That is correct.
Okay, that's all I needed because you asked last storm we hit, was asked for my spotter number. I've never, I didn't have one. I've never been issued one.
Okay, I lost you on part of the transmission, and it's not really you, it's the receipt issue, so the repeater, so repeat again.
Okay, I took the classes and all that, but I have never been, and passed all the tests and all that, but I've never been issued a spotter number.
Okay, if you took it through Comet Met Ed, you should have checked a box there that informs Comet Met Ed that they would notify the Raleigh National Weather Service. If you didn't check it, that's probably why you haven't received anything. If you send something to me, I have forwarded it to, in all probability, to Nick Petro about it. But if you'll just give me the details in an email, we'll make sure that you get taken care of and get your spotter number, okay?
Okay, I did the, since I missed the first class, you suggested that I take the online class, which is what I did.
Okay, it will be a while. All of those, the information is collected at the end of the month, and at the end of the month, Nick Petro will send out letters or emails to those who've completed it, and there'll be some information for you to provide. I would say you would get it probably this week, but you probably won't, given the fact that this is a holiday week and we've got active severe weather now and a hurricane on our coast, so I wouldn't count on it until next week, okay?
That's affirmative. I've only been waiting about a year.
Okay, send it an email. Thank you. 73, NC4VA.
Okay, appreciate it. NHTJB clear.
NC4VA, KN4AQ.
KN4AQ, go ahead.
Hey, Virginia, some of the stations you're having trouble receiving are doing fine into the repeater. It's not their problem into the repeater. It's probably your problem hearing the repeater.
It may be, and I appreciate your input, Gary. Thank you, NC4VA.
KN4AQ, clear.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 9:09 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. The tornado warning for southeastern Nash and northwestern Wilson counties will expire at 9:15 p.m. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened below severe limits and no longer appears to be capable of producing a tornado. Therefore, that warning will be allowed to expire. Again, that's the tornado warning for southeastern Nash counties and northwestern Wilson counties will expire at 9:15 p.m. We still have a tornado warning in effect for southeastern Halifax and northeastern Edgecombe until 9:30 p.m. Skywarn is in active mode, meaning this is a directed net and all traffic should be directed to net control. NC4VA.
NC4VA, KK4BVR.
KK4BVR. Go ahead, Wade.
I hear the 9:15s are going to be allowed to expire, but we still have the 2 for 9:30. Would it be possible to run concurrent, or do you want us to go to another channel?
I would not suggest we run concurrent at this point with a tornado warning for Edgecombe and Halifax County, and also not knowing whether another one could possibly develop at this time since the atmosphere is conducive toward it. So if you have a backup frequency, I would suggest you do that. That's up to you or whether you would like to wait until the expiration of this. But I don't think concurrent is going to work at this time. NC4VA.
W4TTO, you're on frequency.
W4TTO, Wave, we're going to cancel a PCTN tonight. Who knows what's going to happen. So W4TTO, clear.
KK4BVR, clear.
And W4TTO, and Wade, thank you for your consideration during this event associated with, Hurricane Arthur here and the tornado warnings that that we have. It's not our typical event, so we certainly appreciate your cooperation in sharing the repeater with us. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn at this time. We have a tornado warning in effect for southeastern Halifax and northeastern Edgecombe counties until 9:30 p.m. At 8:57 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado. This dangerous storm was located 9 miles southwest of Lewiston, Woodville, or 16 miles east of Tarboro, and moving northwest at 20 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Scotland Neck and Hobgood. We encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. This is a directed net, and all traffic should be directed to net control. NC4VA, standing by for spotter report. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 9:20 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. The tornado warning for southeastern Halifax and northeastern Edgecombe counties will expire at 9:30 p.m. The tornadic thunderstorm which prompted the warning has weakened, therefore the warning will be allowed to expire at 9:30 p.m. NC4VA, standing by for spotter report. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. Our tornado warnings will expire at 9:30 p.m. for Edgecombe and Halifax County. There are no other tornado warnings in effect at this time. However, I'm going to leave the tones up for a little bit, but we're going to move from active mode into standby mode, which means Skywarn will still be active, but the repeater will be free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that stations leave some pauses between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued tornado watch number 392 in effect until 8 a.m. Friday morning for Edgecombe and Halifax counties. That means conditions are favorable for severe weather to develop in and around the watch area. The National Weather Service will be looking for the following types of spotter reports. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the types of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, frontal clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes down limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn will be monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. We're going to be in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net. The repeater will be free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave some pauses between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. We encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio and local media for further information and updates. Should we need to move to this repeater for any reason, we're not anticipating a move at this point, but should we need to remove to another repeater, our backup is going to be the KYTL 147.135 repeater with a tone of 82.5 hertz, and that repeater is located in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Skywarn. There are no severe thunderstorm warnings at this point, but there is a watch in effect. I'm going to bring down the tone since there's no warning, but we will still be active because of the watch.
Skywarn, clear.
Again, Skywarn is still active. There is a tornado watch in effect for Edgecombe and Halifax counties until 8 a.m. Friday morning. NC4VA standing by for spotter reports.